we're doing the story of the man who loved doing kindness, and he was poor, and he had a brother who was wealthy, but he always liked keeping his money to himself. And on Hoshana Rabbah, his wife gave him a little bit of money. He said, "Go out." The wife said, "Go out and buy something for the kids." And on his way, he met the collectors for charity, and they were collecting for something, and he gave them the money. And now what's he going to do? He goes to shul, and he collects the shrogim. Because on Hoshana Rabbah, everyone leaves behind their shrogim. They're finished with the mitzvah. He figures he'll bring his kids that. And he went on a ship, headed out to the capital. And the king had a terrible stomach ache, and the doctors told him, he had a dream in which they told him that the only cure would be if he has the estrogen that the Jews used for the mitzvah of Sukkot. So the king said, "Get me those estrogen." And his servants were out searching, and they bump into this man. So they asked him, "What do you have?" And he says, "I don't have anything that would interest you." So they searched him, and they see the estrogen. So they take him to the king. And the king eats from the estrogen, and right away he's cured. So the king says to his men, "Give that man the weight of those estrogen in gold." The king says, "What else would you like?" So he says, "Well, I got to get home. It's Yom Tov tonight." So the king says, "Okay, we'll take you home. What else do you want?" He says, "Well, have the people come out of the city to greet me." So the king orders them to do that. And they go out to the city, and he has men going ahead, and they announce in the city, the king declared that everyone has to go out and greet the man who's coming. So the whole city, okay, the king says, they all stop their preparations for Yom Tov. Everyone goes out to greet. And who are they greeting? They're greeting this pauper. His own brother, the wealthy brother, went out to greet him. And the brother went out. He figured, the king says, we should all go out to the port. If this is an important person, he's going to go out in his own little ship. He goes out in his own little ship, and the ship turns over, and his brother drowns. And his brother had no family, so when this guy came home, not only did he have the honor of the whole town and the wealth that the king gave him, he inherited all his brother's wealth as well. And he told his wife the story of what happened, and for the rest of his life, he was tremendously wealthy and continued doing even more tzedakah now that he had the capacity to do it. We have another story about Elazar Ish Bechuvia, in the Medrash says Ish Birata. He was the important man of the city. He'd do a lot of charity. And whenever the collectors for tzedakah would meet him, he'd give them everything he had. So it reached a point where whenever they'd see him, they'd run away.
Isn't that too much? Isn't that
not necessarily? Oh, right. It's a good question. I don't know. So the time came that he had to marry off his daughter. So he took whatever money he had to go and get her what she needed for the wedding. And as he's leaving the house, he sees the people collecting for charity. Now, they want to run away if they see him. So he sneaks up on them. And he sneaks up on them and he says, "Promise me, I make you swear by God's name that you tell me who you're collecting charity for." So they said, "Well, today we married off a girl that's an orphan with a guy that's an orphan. And we need to buy them some basic things." So he was just on his way to buy some basic things. So now he's standing there. He gives them all the money he has. And he says, "Better I ensure that this poor orphan gets married the way she should than my own daughter." Now, he gave them what they needed. And after they took what they needed, he had one coin left. He had one coin that he had tied onto his garment. And he went and bought flour with that coin. So he comes home, instead of bringing home all the furniture and all the towels and clothing that she needs, he comes home with some flour. He takes the flour, puts it in the storage house, so he has a little bit of flour in the storage house to give his daughter, and he goes out to the marketplace. And his wife says to his daughter, "What did Dad bring from the marketplace?" So she says, "Well, he went to buy flour." So she figures, flour, how much flour did he buy for her daughter? So she went out to look in the storage house, and when she opened the door, we'll continue here next time, Ms. Hachi.